Hi, I'm Paul Pardee, and I'm here with Jerry O'Brien. And today we're talking about the top 20 C-sharp questions, and our goal is to try to answer those questions for you. These are questions that we found looking at different sites on the internet, and these are questions that come up a lot, and we find that there's a lot of people that have them, so we put together the series to address them and actually walk you through the code to show you how to best answer some of these questions. So the one we're going to look at now is differentiating between break and continue, and this seems to come up. What's the difference between breaking a loop and continuing in a loop, and how does that work in C-sharp? So just a high-level thumbnail, break leaves the loop immediately. So if you have the break keyword, the loop will essentially stop, and you won't go to the next line in the loop. Continue allows, as the keyword indicates, allows the loop to continue. So if you're in a loop and you're iterating over a series, by using the continue keyword, the next item in the series will occur, and then you can continue with your loop. So if you want to make sense of those two ideas, just put the word loop after each keyword, and it might make more sense. So if you think of it in terms of breaking a loop or continuing a loop, that's essentially how this works. Okay. So what we'll do is jump right into the code, and we'll show you both. We'll show you how both work, essentially using the same loop, but we're going to use the break keyword in one and the loop or the continue keyword in the other, and we'll show you how that actually behaves in code. So let's go to the demo. Now, what I'm going to do here is I've commented out the continue keyword, the loop with the continue keyword, so I can show you what happens in both of them. So what we have here is just a simple for next loop, and those are from my VB days. There's actually no next; it's implied in C#, but in VB we actually have to have next in there. But here we just have a for a next loop, and we're using the int I as the iterator. If it's less than 10, we'll continue through the loop. Otherwise, we'll break out of it. Okay. We're also calling, as you can see here, within the body of the loop, we're calling this method called doSomething with the iterator I, and that is essentially just writing out a line. So it's a very simple method. Okay. So I'm gonna run this just to show you what happens. Now, as you're looking at this loop, try to see if you can anticipate what we should see on screen. Okay, we're going to set I, the initial value, to 0, and we're essentially telling the loop if I equals 0, then we want to break. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and run this and show you what happens. Now, this is exactly what you should have expected. Nothing is put out to the screen because we essentially use the break keyword to say don't continue with the loop. In other words, don't run this line. Stop and exit the loop. So the iterator I actually never goes to the next number. It's going to remain at 0. So because the first line of the loop said if I equals 0 then break, then we broke out of the loop. We never iterated I, and we never ran this method. Okay, that's how break works. And you can put that anywhere in a loop based on a condition, and the loop will break. Okay, so now I'm going to comment this out, and we're going to uncomment this section. And now with the continue keyword, what we're able to do then is when the loop hits the continue keyword, it will iterate. It will actually go to the next line in the function, and it will iterate the counter, and it will continue to go through the loop when this condition is met. If I equals 0, then continue. And of course, because the conditional is if I equals 0, it will only run the first time when I equals 1, 0 here. So let's go ahead and run this. And there we see it iterates over the series until it gets to 9, because we said our condition was if it's less than 10. Now notice that it didn't output 0. And the reason for that is because the continue keyword essentially says skip the next line, but iterate in the loop. So it will actually iterate the loop without the next line of that loop running. So that's why we don't have 0 being output to the screen, because when it was 0, it continued, which meant it went back up to the first line, and we iterated the incrementer. So it went I plus plus, which is made I equal to 1, and then we went through the rest of the loop. Because this condition wasn't met after that, then it just output those numbers to the screen. So continue. It's important to remember that continue will actually continue to iterate the loop. It won't actually run the code that's below the continue statement.
So one more thing, too, that we might be able to try here, Paul, and just to kind of give them another example of how that continue affects the loop. We put if I equals 0 is the condition here and then said continue. Let's change that 0 to another number in that sequence. So we know we're going to count from 0 to 9.
Sure.
And so now Paul's put it at 4. Let's see what happens when he executes this.
You can see the 4 is missing. So he's 0, 1, 2, 3, skip 4. And then it goes over to 5, and that's exactly what we were trying to explain earlier, is that continue will cause this line to be skipped over, essentially, and go back up to the iterator. So it will increment I by 1, and then it will continue on through the loop. That's a great way to illustrate kind of exactly what we were saying earlier.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So in summary, the big difference between break and continue is that break will break you out of the loop when that keyword is encountered, and all the code below the break keyword will essentially not be run, and the loop will not increment. So the loop is exited, essentially. With the continue keyword, the loop will continue, but it will not execute the code below the continue if the condition is met. It will just increment to the next item in the loop, and that could be a for each loop or a for next loop. And then the code will continue from there. So those are the main differences between break and continue.
And another great way, too, is just a little tip here for you as well. If you're looking at this and you're kind of thinking it makes sense, and you're not quite sure if it makes sense for sure, 100% positive, and you really want to watch the logic of how that works, go ahead and place a breakpoint on the beginning of that for loop, and then execute stepping through it one line at a time, and you'll see how that continue actually affects that as well. So that's another way of actually, it's what I teach students when I'm teaching somebody how to program. If they're really struggling on trying to understand how is this functioning, how is this logic working, definitely use that debugger. It really helps you understand.
And you can do that for any of these 20 questions
items
that we're showing you today.
Yep.